City Councilman Namdi Chukwuesha laid out his goals for the task force during the Education, Youth, and Family Committee session. The committee chair wants a plan for Baynard that prioritizes the city's underserved youth. Chukwuesha is worried about too much private control of the stadium. He says a proposed 50-year lease deal between the city and Salesianum, leaving Sally's to run the facility, could leave some groups out.
Our state who manages it has certain, you know, requirements for usage, but to turn that and give that around to a private entity, that would be very, I believe, be outright discrimination and very exclusive and potentially illegal to have a private entity denying access to a public space.
Chukwuesha also echoed concerns from city youth football leagues about their access to Baynard if terms weren't spelled out in the lease.
As far as the true hours of when it's used, as far as for youth programming, whether it's youth football on a Saturday or a Friday night, that's the same time that the schools and the high schools use it. So how are you going to increase usage for these groups who don't have access? And those are questions that no one's providing answers to, but saying this is a great thing for the city and for city youth.
Chukwuesha says that since his committee doesn't have the power to establish the task force, its creation will likely fall on the city's next council president. Council President-elect Hanifa Shabazz joined Chukwuesha in suggesting the task force examine funding for all public parks in the city, not just Baynard Stadium. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.